Okay, suppose there was a log across the road.
Now, wait a minute. Is this thing on?
It's on.
All right. Now, okay. Now then, tell me about across the road.
Okay, the log's across the road, okay? And you'd say, I tied a rope to it and had to do what to it to get it out of the way?
Well, I had to drag that log out of the way.
Okay. Now, what would you say if you had done that many times?
Well, I would say I have dragged that log across there during time.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about what do you use to sharpen a straight razor on a leather? What?
Leather. We call it a strop. First you hold them in that leather. We call it a leather strop. I have one, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Cut it off. And so that's the first razor strop you ever saw.
That's the first one.
Okay.
And what was that other thing
at
you
home.
Showed me? Yeah.
Yeah, at home.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you go outside and maybe the wind blows and perhaps you have to come in and straighten up your hair, what do you use?
Well, now, before, when I had some hair, I'd use a comb and a brush.
Yeah, you have some hair still.
Now I use a brush.
Okay. Yesterday, we were talking about the seesaw.
Yeah.
The children were playing. What would you say if you went outside and saw them playing on that? What would you say they are what?
On the seesaw? Oh. Well, they'd be seesawing.
Okay.
One on one end, or maybe two on one end, and a heavy one on the other, and just up and down, just... That's all I know. All I ever called was seesawing.
Okay, and you tell me that when that limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump and down, up and down on, and you didn't allow it. What do you call that?
There you go again.
You knew I was going to forget it.
But it's not a trotting board. I'm used to jogging board.
Okay.
Jogging board.
Okay. Now, what is the name of the thing that you used to carry coal in?
Scuttle.
Okay. What about the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
You're talking about a stove pipe?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's stove pipe.
Is there any difference between flue and stove pipe?
Oh, yes. Yes, a flue's in a chimney, and a stovepipe goes up and goes into the flue. The way I understand it, I'm not a carpenter,
but that sounds pretty.
A peculiar thing. They're building a house north of here, and it looked like they had a wooden chimney. Now, of course, I've seen those mud chimneys.
Yes,
but apparently, this was put up from wood.
Yes, sir.
And now then they've taken, from wood. Now they've taken that off, and they built a scaffolding around it, and they put something that looks like rock. Now I talked to one of the builders about that, and he said what they do, they have the flue on the inside to go up, and then they have air passages beside those coming down to keep them cool. And it's something new. Mm-hmm. And this is not going to be very popular, but... He also told me that the brick masons, some of them were becoming so inefficient in their work until they were just, and the price of labor was so high that people were forced to do that.